This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Well, hello. 866-391-1020 is that number. 866-391-1020. You want to feel enraged? You want to be mad? Let me take a sip of tea first. That's not metaphoric. It's being serious. Hold on. All right, now I can make you mad. Here we go. Please try to help me find the reasoning behind this, because I can't. So you remember that story a while ago, a couple of years ago, actually, of the lady who shirked her duties of dog ownership by wanted to go to Mexico. She had a dog. She was from Armstrong County. She made her way to Pittsburgh Airport, and what happened was she had a French bulldog, Pittsburgh International Airport. This is August 2023. Her name is Allison Lynn Gaiser, G-A-I-S-E-R, 46. So she was 44 at the time. Either way, an adult and thinking clearly and old enough to make good decisions, or at least decisions. So back in 2023, August of 2023, about 2 years ago now, she left the dog near the airport's short-term parking lot in a stroller before getting on a flight. She got on the flight to a resort in Mexico. Now, back up a little bit that day. She tried to bring the dog onto the flight. You remember this lady? But it was denied boarding because it didn't meet the criteria for an emotional support animal and didn't have a proper kennel. That's what a criminal complaint said. Where's their criminality in all of this? I'm going to tell you why. Because she left the dog near the airport short-term parking lot outside in a stroller, got on the plane, went to Mexico, presumably had a grand old time, washed her hands of the dog, and when she got back here, was charged with neglect of animals, animal cruelty, things, abandoning a dog, things like that. And so there was a lot of news coverage as to that, because it's like, what kind of jerk, what kind of heartless person and jerk and idiot leaves a dog at the airport? What kind of selfish nuisance leaves a dog at the airport, right? And then it made its way through the courts. And it wasn't sensationalistic at all. It was a story because there's a lot of animal lovers. There just are. So people paid attention to it. Then they had that old perp walk shot, and you see this lady, and you're like, you're the worst of the worst.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
First, or at least you're pretty bad. Leaving a dog there to presumably die, maybe for somebody else to find. I don't know, but it's a living, breathing thing. You didn't leave a stuffed animal. All right, fast forward to yesterday. It makes its way through the courts. She pleaded guilty to a summary count of abandoning a dog. Charges of animal cruelty and neglect of animals were withdrawn. Do you know what she was ordered to pay? $150. $150 plus a little bit in court costs, which is like $200. So like a total of like $350. I read this story 16 times probably this morning when I got in and I was preparing for the show. And I said, there's got to be something missing. $150 fine. As she pled guilty to abandoning a dog. Now, first of all, abandoning a dog should be more a finable offense than $150. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. And I'm not this crazy dog lover that goes and walks dogs down at Animal Friends or whatever. I'm just not an animal hater. But abandoning a dog, $150? Second of all, she didn't abandon a dog and like run out to Giant Eagle for a couple hours and forget it was in her backyard and it got real hot out that day or it snowed and got real cold or whatever. She abandoned a dog and willingly and of her own accord, I don't think she was kidnapped, got on a plane to another country and had a grand old holiday and then came back. I'm lost here. 100% so. Now, I'm lost on a lot of things, but I don't think I'm wrong here. At 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, whether you're an animal lover or not, what's the right penalty for this woman? Now, first of all, I think that there should be a stipulation she should never be allowed to own a dog or an animal again. And that's not in here. That should absolutely be a stipulation. So, like, if I'm the judge and I'm sitting there at magistrate court or criminal court, whatever court this is, she should never be allowed to own so much as a hermit crab or a goldfish in her life ever again. That's the first thing. The second thing is, and like I know there's jail overcrowding, and I get it, and you'll get these abolitionists come at, they hate me anyway, so who cares? Go catch real crooks, something like that, right? There shouldn't be anybody in jail. This lady needs to spend a weekend in jail. I'll settle for a weekend. Check in on Friday at 2, 3 o'clock. And I'll let you go on Sunday into Monday at like 4 in the morning. Let's do that. That would suffice for me. Okay? Check in Friday, late afternoon. And you could get out just before the sun comes up on Monday. So those two things. You can never own an animal. Do a weekend in jail. And then I want at least a $2,500 fine from you. I wouldn't go for like volunteering at an animal shelter. No, I don't need any of that from you because you're known to not have a conscience or a heart. Those three things. I'll tell you what not the penalty should not be. A $150 fine. This is absurd. Then you wonder why people don't have any faith in our justice system. Diane's in Valencia. Hi, Diane.
Colin, I agree with you on all accounts. I mean, my first thing is let her pay for all the costs of what were involved. I mean, what did it take of the first responder / airport security? What did it take for a Humane Society person? Make her give a $1,000, $1,500 donation to whatever agency took care of that animal. Make her pay up, own up. And, you know, what really makes me chuckle, not, I'm not making fun of the situation. Trust me, I'm a huge dog lover. Both of my dogs are from Humane Society. That's how we operate here. But, like, teachers, if teachers are convicted, accused, not even found guilty of any form of animal cruelty, they lose their license. So a teacher can lose their license, not have a job for what they've spent 4 to 6 years at over an incident.
Yeah, and then there's this lady, $150. $150. It just, this is when I lose faith in the justice system. I do. Not the people who arrest her, not the people who come and are the first line of defense. This is when I lose faith in the judges in the court system. I just do. Anyway, your call's next. I'll get into a bunch of other things as well. But that just rankled me. It did.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.